Out the wazoo.
Ain't nothing like a good night out.
Welcome back to another riveting installment of Out the Wazoo podcast, a hip-hop podcast by three white guys in the suburbs of Wilmington, Delaware. This is episode 160 of the podcast. There's been 159 other episodes of the podcast. Go ahead and listen to our last episode where we reviewed West Side Gunn's Peace Fly God. Now, I'm sucking on a Jolly Rancher today because I feel real sweet. Ryan, tell them where they can find us.
You don't got to look far. On Instagram, you already know the boys. It's Magic Monday tomorrow, so you already know what about to drop. All right, check us out at Wazoo Podcast.
What's Magic Monday?
Magic, yeah. It's Magic Moving Monday. You know, when I post the videos of us dancing and fucking getting down.
That wavy. Was groovy. That yeah. was pretty fucking groovy.
Is that like a new installment though?
That's gonna
happen week by week.
I'm gonna try. We just need to start.
You're gonna
dancing.
Try. You're gonna do it.
We need more content of us dancing.
Okay, fair enough. We need to dance more.
Yeah.
Cool. Keep telling where they can
Instagram,
find us.
Instagram, at Wazoo Podcast. Check us out on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. Mm. Also, Apple Music, Spotify, any other fucking platform you listen to your podcasts.
Mm.
Check us out on YouTube. This is where you're watching us. But if you're not watching us on YouTube and you're just looking at this clip that I'm going to post next week.
Hit that bag button.
Hit that bag button on youtube.com/Wazoo Podcast on our page.
You
can go to Reddit/OutTheWazoo. You can go to our Twitter page /@ I don't really give a fuck Wazoo Podcast, right?
I think it's out and at OutTheWazoo.
OutTheWazoo, Wazoo Podcast. Just type in Wazoo. You'll see us.
And your boys are making moves. We just bought a small smidgen of Amazon stock. So, you know.
Did we?
Jeff Bezos is about to come knocking at the door pretty soon to say, hey. Take the company we did that. Over?
Do we have a financial analyst?
Me.
No, we just have a truck that I stole parked in my driveway. Just waiting for fucking, you know, a couple guys in Coventry just waiting for the packages.
Alex, that's not an investment. That's a crime.
Oh. Well, hey, we're going to just blur this out.
Well, I don't think you understand the levity of the situation, the gravity of the situation, dude. They're gonna get that van back.
Well, good thing he's third guy and he's not really liable for the podcast.
Wait, are they parked on your grass?
Hopefully, I get the basketball, the headphones, and the new table out of the trunk first before the cops come. Right?
But so, is this a real thing or is this a joke? Do you have a real Amazon van parked at your house that was abandoned?
He might.
That has a table and a basketball in it?
I might. The driver might be still in the car, too.
There's a driver in the back seat, too.
Hands taped to the steering wheel.
I'm getting paid overtime, but I have no benefits.
No, he's just straight time the whole time. Dang,
that's brutal.
Another $8.
That's brutal. But yeah, hit that bag button. You already know. Rate, review, subscribe, comment on our Instagram pages, like our shit. You know, support it, you boys. And also go on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast and donate. Just do a little smidge. Just do like 50 cents. You know, just do a little bit of this. You know,
if you donate, we'll freestyle.
Yeah,
boys
if you donate,
zins,
we'll freestyle. Actually, we have an audio message from somebody.
Every 10 cent. You donate, we'll do a freestyle bit.
Someone blessed us, apparently.
You say every 10th cent?
No, every 10 cent.
Who blessed us?
I don't know. I gotta pull it up here.
One of our crazy fans.
Mm-hmm. Who blessed us with what?
We have a new audio message.
Maybe it's a fucking toot, dude.
Oh, okay. We have a new audio message?
Mm-hmm. Who's it from there? Oh, God, it's from AJ. I know AJ. AJ's a friend, very close friend. Let's see what he says.
Yeah, to you.
Argue me, matey. Was sitting here with Jessica, just waiting to hear about those shanties of old. All of those darn ageless songs seem to never leave our head.
We got fans all over the place, huh?
That was definitely a pirate in the Caribbean.
That was your boy.
Yeah. That wasn't a pirate from the Caribbean.
That wasn't Aaron?
That was a pirate. No, that's Aaron.
That was a pirate in the Caribbean for
Who
sure.
Who
was a pirate?
That
dude
was from there. He wasn't on vacation.
But that's also my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because who's Jessica?
Jessica is a.
That's not a pirate name.
No, he was talking about something like D&D.
He's got a good accent going. Now, was that from Atlanta?
No, he's from the Caribbean.
He's not from the Caribbean.
He's in the Caribbean.
He's a pirate in the Caribbean.
Now we have friends all over the globe, right?
Right.
So we got a couple Southern Bells. We got a couple Caribbean guys.
We got a couple people from Memphis, Afghanistan.
Yeah, we just
barely could battle that one out. Yeah. Good, yep.
Our palate is, you know,
slowly growing.
Slowly growing.
Shit's going bonkers in the Caribbean Sea, apparently. Yeah. What did he want? He wanted us to listen to sea shanties.
I missed the whole
something like that.
He's like, yeah,
he wanted us.
I missed his point.
Argue me, mateys. I was sitting here with Jessica, just waiting to hear about those shanties.
Totally, he's not talking about like a pirate, you know.
It would be kind of funny if that's just how he sounded. Just every day, all the day. That wasn't even a fucking character piece. He was just doing it.
So he does live at Treasure Island. Okay.
The one down in Atlantic City?
The strip club?
Just a mini golf course. He just lives in the treasure box on hole 18.
Yep, that's my boy AJ. We play D&D together, and we're currently doing that. I haven't done it since school, but we normally do the pirate campaign. And that's how he talks during the whole fucking game. Yeah, it's hilarious.
You have double cannons on your shoulders.
Yeah,
in game.
I do.
Just fucking
I do.
Big.
You can do whatever you want, baby.
Put the drone on your mouth when you talk.
How many parrots do you have,
dude? I don't have any parrots.
Is it more parrots, more power?
No, not necessarily.
Because that's what I heard.
Dude, I'm holding this like a dick.
Well, dude, it is.
Dude, that's why you're doing so good.
I gotta chill. Look at the side profile.
You can bring it any direction,
can
too.
Can you smell?
Like kind of, well, you gotta do it like this.
Yeah.
No, no, don't choke on it.
It's like, this is what they would do in the booth.
Yeah.
That's some shit like Tear Bruce Buffer would do. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's a whole new trend right now where they hang the mic and they just have someone go crazy on it.
That was a TikTok that you sent. It was like the little baby who walked in the room and it had like a fucking juice box hanging.
It was heavy, bro.
All the lights went out and all the lights were just going stupid.
I'm taking the top off. I'm dripping like hot sauce.
Let's get into some content because we have a big episode. We're reviewing two, possibly three albums this episode.
Fuck.
Three of which all dropped in the last 2 weeks. We've got the Ho EP.
And all three are EPs.
We've got the Ho EP. It's the EP season, baby. Mm-hmm. EPS. It's the Ho EP by Guapdad 4K. We've got Red and White by Lil Uzi Vert, a.k.a. Little Booty Squirt.
Trash.
And we've got Hip Hop. It's the 50th anniversary of Hip Hop Volume 1 mixtape by DJ Premier. So we've got three EPs that we listened to for this week. Three great projects. We'll talk about them after our break. Until then, let's talk about some real shit.
I got to change real quick.
Huh? Your diaper?
No. Yeah, my diaper. I did do a dye. I need a dye change for sure. I got to stop saying it's fucking trash before we even talk about it.
Look, we're all about improving. And
it's episode 160, dude. We've been saying this since episode 80.
I'm glad you're starting to change.
I'm glad you came around.
Yeah.
Like Obama said, well, I want to change, bro.
Now,
without Obama, you'd still be calling albums trash.
I still
can't
trash.
Wait for your album reviews for tonight after the break because I want to hear what you have to say other than it's trash.
It's trash. Well, okay, actually, no, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to wait to the album review. I'm going to be a respectful citizen. I'm going to do my due diligence on this podcast. Third guy is going to send TikTok videos and then not say shit's trash because other than that, I don't contribute.
Well, just you
but
can
I did
still
bring
say.
Beers, but I did bring
yes,
beers.
Yes,
he brought
did.
Beers.
Thank
he
you.
Brought some TikToks.
Thank you very much.
Fucking fire! You actually did something crazy.
And I got
today.
A Zen holder.
He's got the Zen mic pegged up on the stand.
Let me tell you how
a couple
Zen,
6 milligrams.
Let me tell everybody how zinned up Alex is right now.
Tell him
this man built a stone path from his door all the way to the driveway. In the hottest day of the year on record, and this man was so determined to build the whole. He didn't even want to take a break.
No breaks.
This man didn't even have a glass of ice cold lemonade outside with him. He just had his sweat. He just had some determination, and he had his right hand with the fucking rubber mallet.
Boof, boof.
And he had
boof.
And he had in his left hand the level. And
I threw the level to the left, and I took my hat off, threw it on the ground, and I just started fucking with the meat cleavers, just started slamming rocks on the ground.
Now,
I said, I'm going to get back to that in September.
When I seen the post on Instagram, I said, oh, Blind Fury came over and built the path, because it's spotty, right?
So he built a path outside of his house for people who are listening.
Yeah.
Right? He did a project.
Mm-hmm. Home improvement.
Someone, you know... A little honey do, right? Mm-hmm. Said honey do. and it's the hottest day of the year, so you still got to do.
And I said, okay.
He said, I'll do.
Mongo do. And I did.
And he built the yellow brick road.
He said, what's the weather outside? Opens the window and just face melts off. All right, I'll be out there in a second.
I got to give you big props on that kind of shit because it's not easy, bro. When you work outside in this kind of heat, you're so right, man. Like, sweat goes down my eyes. Yeah, the heat hits my back, dude. My neck is radiating red. Just
I don't know if you saw me in the group chat, but we're family. And in the farmer family, the males tend to get angry, right?
We react.
We react very aggressively. So when it didn't start going right, I said, fuck it. Yeah. And I just kept doing it.
Well, look, when
it
rains...
It was nice that you tucked it in with that black sheet, though.
Look, when it rains, all the earth is going to settle. The stones are going to seep down a little bit. That's your opportunity. No. That's your opportunity to start over, pull the bricks up, lay a little bit of more sand down, pack them tight, and bada boom, bada bing, you're fucking walking on that thing twice a year. Tight. Am I right?
You probably are right. I don't think anybody's going to.
DoorDash won't step on your lawn one more time.
I guarantee you the pizza guy from Milano's is still going to cut across the front. Go, your pizza's here, sir.
He's going to walk up the door like... And the fucking cheese is going to be fucking on the top of the box.
Fucking rickety cricket, bro. Dude.
Or like they do every other time. They park two houses down, walk up the sidewalk, walk in between the two trees, go...
excuse me, sir. Yeah, pizza is here.
And I'm like, excuse me, what'd you say? Is that $25.95? It's like, okay. And then he'll see the path, and then he'll go straight through the grass again and just walk two houses down.
Damn, $25.95 for two pizzas. Where are you living? Fucking Beverly Hills, dude?
More like Beverly Bills.
God,
you know what I'm talking?
Jesus Christ.
I'm smoking on a gas hound up here, bro.
Boy.
I need to know which fucking image to pop up here. I don't know which one it is. Is it this one?
I gassed up.
Hey.
You're gassed.
All right, dude. We got to stop because I'm getting on a fucking...
Let's watch this XXL Freshman.
Yeah, let's get me off this geek train, please.
So Babytron.
So the Freestyles just came out, right?
Freestyle's been out. We reviewed them last episode.
Right, but I
thought... Babyface Ray hiccuped.
And then Saucy Santana.
Okay. All right.
Saucy Santana was...
The trans linebacker from Miami University.
And we seen Casey.
Saw Casey bring a full choir in.
And then Saucy Santana put on her football pads and fucking laid the hammer on somebody.
No, bitch, you went from dick to pussy.
Now what we get is the ciphers. It's the next stage. That's when they put four rappers in a group and they let them all cipher on the same beat. Okay. So I haven't seen this yet. I'm not sure who's in this one. This is Babytron, Cochise, Babyface Ray, and Kali.
Cochise, dude.
Yo, if you're sleeping on Cochise still, you need to wake up. It's not Cochise, dude. It's Cochise.
It's not. I thought it
was Cochise.
Yeah.
I thought we discussed the proper pronunciation of the name. Like
Cock-hizzy,
a couple
episodes
ago.
That's what we're calling.
We are way off on all these names. So we were calling.
I didn't even attempt.
We were saying Doichi. And fucking the auto captions, we're calling it Deutsch. Like, it's hey, have a better name, really? Come on,
no, but
like,
Doichi sounds fire, right?
It
at
does.
Least it's not Lil
Deutsch
or
yeah,
maybe this.
That's
day
true.
At least Ryan can be happy.
But it was
good,
pronounced
I'm happy.
Doshi. Now, Cochise forever, I thought was Cochise.
Okay,
that's how you spell it right there. Cochise.
I think it's just.
I'm not a fucking boomer yet.
I think it's Coochie.
You said cock, is he?
I think it's Coochie, but the S is silent.
No, it's Cochise, dude.
I'm going to go with
Let's see if he says his name in this. I want to watch this. This is a production by Weezy Out of Here.
Weezy Out of Here.
Featuring Babyface, Babyface Ray, Kali, Cochise, and Babytron. God damn, it's loud.
God, it goes
My
so
ears
hard.
Hurt.
Bye, Weezy Out of Here.
Yikes.
Oh, shit. Ooh. They say they like how a bitch talk. Scared I'ma talk to they nigga like this. I did my last nigga so wrong. After he dropped like 50 on the wrist. Same nigga speak on my pussy. Ain't been in us since they came out. Same bitches speak on my verses. Ain't made a hit since they came out. Ain't
dude, her milk bags are out. I done went up and went
psycho. Wait. Did you try, ho? Every concert is a light show. Bitch play with me, we going viral. If it's up, then it's stuck on arrival. Make a bitch dance like a recital. Double back, I don't recycle. Like I'm future, I never like you. I like bitches, but I never wife you.
Okay. Niggas only hard to their home. I like her outfit. Niggas only
hard to their weekend. Yeah, I bet you do.
Strong inner titty. And don't even know she's from the inner city.
That's the open window.
The inner titty.
That's the open window view.
Pause this real quick. Now, since this is such a big class, are they splitting them?
There's 10 of them. There's always 10.
Because usually it's like all of them together.
No, because they normally do 3, 3, and 4.
Dude, I'd be forgetting my bars if somebody showed up looking like that.
I know,
dude.
Man. Kali's got the inner city, I'm sorry, inner titty tatted on her chest.
Yeah, her milk bags are definitely out for sure.
Yeah, Jesus her inner Christ, tits are dude. Real nice.
You think they're natties?
I think they're natties.
What the fuck? Oh no. Just the way you said that. You sounded like a fucking child.
Yeah, dude. A child who wants big milkers,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my Mommy. God.
Mommy. He's trying to get some milk.
Or what the fuck does Jim Carrey do when
chill,
he goes
bro.
In the... when he goes and he's in the elevator? I mean, your tits are big. I mean, yeah, your boobs are nice. I mean... Mama. You pervert. Oh, boy. Love Jim Carrey. All right, play.
Chill with Justin.
Do you think her nipples are taped to her jacket?
Yes.
Oh, it's a guy.
Coachies. Yeah, I said that I get it and all of my niggas, I really demented and all of my niggas, we get in and spent it. And Shorty pull up and you know that she get it, it's off of the top. Okay, she pull up the pop. Okay, it's okay. So I'm wearing some socks,
stay brown. Okay, your shawty, she looking, she round. Okay, now they need to turn his mic down a little bit. Okay, okay. And your shawty pull up and she follow. And she go, we go finna with hollows. And your shawty pull up and she swallow. Okay, excuse me. Got your shawty, she loosey, I slap on her booty. She showed me the boobies and all of my niggas, we getting some cooties, okay. Now, we're not rocking with coaches.
What's
right?
crazy is
no, I'm rocking.
That's
man.
Better than most of us would do
press,
on any
press
given
pause.
Night. Now, homie's still dressed like he's about to sell you R2-D2, huh?
Right.
But he changed outfits, bro. He got a different coat on.
He
changed, and he's also still on that hiccup game.
You think, what if he stills hiccuping?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He
dude,
better not
if he
be.
Pulls a glass of milk out of this fucking song, I'm a snap.
No, he starts going like this. And he's like, wait.
Holds his breath for 10 seconds on the beat as the beat's still going.
And then as soon as he comes back
in,
the beat
fire.
Drops again.
I'd be
kind of
cool with that.
DJ's
didn't,
like...
Because Lil Wayne... Lil Wayne ate Doritos in his one bar. Remember that? He's like... Show me my opponent.
We're gassed out. Wait, we're gassed out. Stop. Hold on, hold
Stunning
on.
Like
hold
my daddy song.
Someone get the humidifier.
So he's
here,
got the Doritos. Babyface Ray's going to drink
wait,
milk.
Wait.
Here. Listen. He might do it. He might do it. It's hard keeping it pimping, my bitches be tripping and want some attention. It's hard keeping it trio cause niggas be purping and flex for instant. Niggas be touching their raps, I'm knowing this cap will turn up your image. Purple Jesus Christ.
The cameraman is just like, and titties.
He understood the assignment.
I hate motherfuckers who say that. Oh, dude.
Tell me why Weezy Production is just standing around.
Dude,
that's him?
In the back.
I thought that was Babytron.
In the green coat.
Babytron is the...
oh, the Russ-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's right.
And at least in past years, the DJ has at least... Like, you know DJs. Like, you make your music, and then you play it out loud, and then they do like the... Like, they do like this shit with the one ear.
Right.
And they act like they're really doing a lot of crazy shit, but he's actually just standing there. Like, he just pushed play, and now he's just waiting
at least
it's
not Kodak going, who the fuck made this trash ass?
Well,
because
you can make a mix... And then have the transitions built in and then just play that.
I think they're almost always built in, unless it's an art as a DJ to do that live.
But also, this is a video. So, right. Like, they're not going one after another. It's not one continuous video.
I think they are.
Dude, I think
I don't think so.
Cuts
it's a cypher,
it.
Dude. They're all there.
They just make cuts in between.
They do cuts, and I think they get maybe a couple takes in case they... Right. They do, because that one with Denzel, Kodak, 21. Right. Somebody... Yachty had an interview and he was like, that was like the craziest thing ever because everyone did multiple takes to make sure they got a good
and only
verse.
You,
and
only
Kodak
did,
was the only one who did one take and dipped.
Yeah.
Who the fuck made the little sorry ass beat? I'm the one who let your little sorry ass eat.
And that made him millions.
Unfortunately. Me, I opened the top to kiss it. I spent the
young block in an instant. They knew I was here from an infant. I like the turtleneck that he's rocking. From here all the way
out to London. I turned left flat on the stomach. I'm used to this shit, I ain't humble. You do this shit, I can tell. Else on a cool like a young nigga fail. Bitty chain, put that bitch on a scale. My homeboy right easy in jail. We'll get a boy ass peasy enough. Notice no man ain't Jeezy enough. Been a mess since put keys in a whip. Stand prayed up like a bitch. Stand down, mama proud. Damn. Still going. Off white Air Ones, 10 toes down on the ground. Had to buy some headphones. I was right there.
This beat is fire.
The beat is nice. I just do a perky in the crowd.
niggas be talking so much, they wanna be gang so much, it's crazy.
He got bars.
Yeah, he's good.
His voice is trash though, right?
He's also holding it to his face.
Yeah, he's
like
holding
this.
It way too close.
That's how they hold it. Hey, I have to hold it.
I guarantee you, Baby Trouble.
They just
do that.
Keep showing her tits.
I'm just telling you, the cameraman is just like,
he took everyone's time. Wow. He's dressed like a cow. That has
what
a skin
if, what
disorder.
What if Baby Tron goes and he's like, yo, and then it's like,
here, Baby Tron, here he is. Here he is. Shh, everyone, shh.
MacBooks and backwoods, I'm scamming on my high shit. Froze ass heart, tell a bitch she need an ice pick. I was born broke, but best believe that I'ma die rich. You can check the stoves for this shit, but you won't find it. Cause I went and spent the 10 ball. Mike Amiri jeans on my legs with your rent cost. Think you fucking with me? Then you must be off the fentanyl. Squeezing triggers, I'll treat the Glocky like a stress ball.
Mm.
Play with us or one of mine, speed and left jaw. Why you playing? Once it's up, you can't press pause. Sonic to the blues, get to running like the hedgehog. Catch him in an off-white tee, get him X'd off. Super slimy, I leave her at the finish line. 3-5 of the shit, think I'm finna fly.
Mm.
Why the fuck you in the ride if you ain't finna ride? Double XL chopstick, this the biggest size.
Damn.
Yeah, shitty boys, dog shit militia.
You just couldn't rap over the beat?
He probably
told Weezy out of here. Cut the beat.
No, imagine if they were like, forgot about him. They were like, well, we're done. Turned off the beat.
I'm not mad about
him. Everybody's packing up. The bitch is putting on a ball.
I'm not mad about him doing acapella. I'm mad at the fact that Babyface Ray was gone. Like, there was still a beat to nod your head to. Like,
but that's good wingmanism. That's, you got to be nodding your head.
You got to support.
You got to be bobbing your head.
Babytron actually wasn't bad.
Balls. No.
I think,
but that's
the
same thing that his cypher was.
Yeah.
His freestyle.
It kind of reminded me of that.
I think my two favorite was the bitch with her tits out.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Well,
still never respect.
No, I think
still
she had.
Never
dude, I
absolutely.
Think she, I think she kind of had good flow and she had bars. Right? You gotta respect women when they're trying to get into the game because the game is all about just talking about bitches.
Knock it the fuck off.
I'm just saying. Look,
cuck.
Look,
and
I'm just saying. You know, her titties be
tits.
Looking nice though, right?
Dude, we got Cuckleberry Finn over here.
Whose job was it
about.
To
but
glisten
also,
them bad
I like,
boys up?
I like Coochie with the S's silent.
I want that job.
Right?
Coochie's pretty fire.
Coochie with S is silent.
Right. Silent S Coochie. You really think that's how you pronounce
silent
it?
Silent S Coochie.
He said, whose job do you think it was to glisten those titties up? And then he started talking, goes, I wish it was mine.
I missed it.
Two fingers just.
Yeah, for
okay.
Real.
Okay. Who glistens a tit up like that?
Have you ever glistened a tit?
Yes. Yeti.
Then
Jesus.
You, what do you use, your full hand or something?
Dude, I go like, I fucking use my thumbs, dude. I'm
You're
looking
too
like
Italian, a, dude. That's bread, bro.
Dude, I'm kneading
bro,
dough
no,
in
this
that
is
bitch.
You and your homies, bro. You're milking two homies.
Bro, I'm just telling you, I go in
it's,
on
it's,
that.
He's squeezing the water out of the moots, guy.
The moots. Oh, fuck.
The schmutz.
Now. Oh, fuck. Some tomato paste is coming out instead of milk.
Do y'all want to listen to some freestyles?
No. Yes. All right. So so after those fire-ass XXL freestyles, now we're going to get into even
who
some
is that?
More XXL freestyles.
He is fried.
These
who
are
is?
Fire, dude. This is I had, dude, that last episode was so much fun. I want to do this every episode now. And
let's
I found
it.
Out TikTok's got an infinite amount. We're just going to go through.
I didn't send any of this to you, dude.
No, we're going to get to yours.
Just pointing out the play
tailback, halfback.
Oh, Riff Raff.
Photo hatchback. Damn, motherfucker could have played for the Dallas Mavericks, but they found crack in my jacket. They found marijuana in my socks. This motherfucker, damn. Mark Cuban said, man, you're going to have to box one of these players because they're going to take your position. Diamonds going to glisten. We're twisting. Sign on the back. Let's just go fishing. Let's
he said, let's go fishing.
So laissez-faire, you know?
It's a Tuesday. Make it feel like it's damn Ruby Tuesday. But it's Saturday. But it don't even matter anyway. I come through with diamonds and sapphires across my chest. Figured I was kin to Ken Griffey Jr. I come through. I played down south of Oklahoma soon. I could have played tailback, halfback, or hat. Back. I'm in a photo hatchback. Damn, motherfucker could have played for the Dallas Mavericks, but
that's the beginning.
Yeah,
dude. People, I think some people in this world just understand the assignment.
He does.
Like
bro.
You're just here to make people laugh.
Riff Raff is actually art.
Yeah, you're just here to make
I
people
think
laugh.
He actually married Katy Perry.
For real?
Get the fuck out of here,
Riff Jody Raff? High Roller.
Look
you talking
up.
About Jody?
Hold up,
High Roller.
Look it up.
He married
Riff Raff.
He married somebody.
Tiptoeing in my Jones. Remember that song? Mm-hmm. Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
That was the best when they play that shit at festivals and they play the remix EDM version. Everybody would be like, it's going crazy to it. And then you realize Riff Raff is fucking blessing your ears.
He strictly dates porn stars.
Really?
I couldn't have been wrong. Or I couldn't have been more wrong.
Who's Katy Perry married to? It's not Justin Theroux.
It's very Miami of him. Katy Perry, who gives a fuck?
Well, she kissed a girl and she liked it, so it might
she be. She also got rolled out by Juicy J.
I just typed in Katy Perry and Riff Raff.
From
okay, they do be doing.
They're hanging out for sure. That's them in the same picture.
Well, he definitely doesn't roll with Justin. That's for damn sure.
Okay, they did go on a date.
All right. Well, that's
they went on
we
a
confirmed
date.
It. Okay, hold on. We confirmed it. That's good. That's really
so
good because we don't want false information.
See, I didn't hit a home run.
No, dude, and but you bunted.
I definitely didn't hit a dinger.
You got RBI, though.
I did get an RBI.
Alex came off third and brought you home.
Okay. And that's all we can ask for.
Let's keep going. Some of these are beats, too. Who's this by? Oh, gosh. Can you read that?
Oh, gosh, Minaj.
The name in the top there?
Oh, gosh, Fetus.
What do you think?
I could see you making something like that.
Pretty good, you think?
But that, no, that was ass. Was that the whole thing?
No, that was just a beat that he made. By Oh Gosh Fetus. I just played a little clip of it.
It's not Oh Gosh Fetus.
That's
it's,
what Alex
it's
said.
It's Oh Gosh something.
Letus? I think it's Fetus, dude. We can't read, bro. We're old. Get up and read it. We need to know.
We need a producer.
Leotis.
We need
a producer. It's Lee, L-E-O-T-U-S.
Leotis. Oh Gosh Leotis. Fire beat.
You said Oh Gosh Fetus.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's name is Venuzzi.
Yeah.
That looks like Young Gravy.
Got chopper in the front. Got chopper in the back. Yeah. Got chopper in my back. Yeah. Balenciaga, Fendi, Gucci, Prada. Balenciaga.
Who does he keep looking at?
Yeah. Chopper in the back. Chopper in the back. Chopper in the back. Where the fuck at? Chopper in the back. In the back. Where the fuck at?
Kind of with
that's
it though.
I got choppers and bags. I got bags and choppers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got. More. Give me automatic on the tip. Silence the whole news.
He's not wrong.
Let's see y'all go in the bag with the automatic.
I like the.
Brought it back.
Are they watching us watch this? Or they can't see us watching?
No,
us.
They're watching too. They're
okay,
watching
so
the videos with us.
Okay, so let's rappers in 2022 be like, and that is the epitome of Lil Uzi Vert's new album.
That's yeet.
But to be honest, if any of
yeet
us,
goes
if any of us, if any of us popped an Eddie and rapped like that, we would think it's fire. We would think it's fire.
That's how we rap. When we freestyle, that's how we sound.
Well, speak for yourself.
Sitting in the back.
Listen, all you Wazoopios, donate some 10 cent, and we'll fucking do a freestyle
throw
ourselves.
Throw us a count of our nickel.
Screw it in.
And I'll straight up bar you.
Scroll up.
No, we're not going to go right to yours, dude. Relax.
I'll straight up please. Fucking sail to
all
the
right,
moon, dude.
Now, do you want a ski mask freestyle on LA Leakers, or do you want this kid who absolutely dropped bars?
Kid.
I want the kid.
All right.
Which one's better? You have two.
You have it, too.
Literally. Little goat Dora freestyle.
I got a bad ass bitch and I'ma take her to Italy. I need these motherfuckers feeling me. They trying to drain on my energy. Fucking a nigga, you love me. I got your bitch, she into me. I think she loving the drip. I got a gun and it's all on my hip. Nigga, I mean crip. Nigga, I'm suited up. Dip. Nigga, I feel like Iron Man. Nigga came from Pakistan. Nigga, man, I took that air, but little goat, man, he back again.
Homie in the back is feeling it, dude.
We can't rap. Boy, you cap. And I got it in my lap.
Yeah.
Now that's a kid.
Bro, little goat.
Dude, the best freestyles come from the car, dude. They come from the fucking cockpit, dude.
Yeah, dogs make dogs, dude. That was a shit for sure.
And it doesn't even matter if he was spitting bars. The videographer was hyping him up.
Yeah.
And he was bobbing with him.
That's what's so good.
And
that's
one, day one homie.
Can you read his name here? And I got it up on the top right.
I am literally the letters I M R A L A.
Marlon Styles.
I
can't do it. It's over.
I'm Alan Styles. I think.
Fucking
I'm Alan Styles. I don't know. My fucking vision sucks.
It's terrible, dude. I fucking hate it all. There's a Denzel LA Leakers.
No. I'm only.
How about Robot Beat number two?
I want Robot Beat. I want to see some new shit.
is by TJ Jack Hayes.
Jesus Christ. Blowing up the house.
He feels it. He feels it.
Just way blown out, wow. Man. Way blown out. How about this one? We gonna make it out the hood.
No, they're not.
This is by DJ Guap.
Hey, two twin glocks, I can code it to my life sweet. Rick on an off white, dressed like a hype beast. Dropping two in a 20 ounce, making light pink. Boy, stop lying on your dick, cause it might shrink. Smoking 3-5 of the wood, looking Chinese. Not for real, catch me on the roof doing Tai Chi. Boy, what you got on your feet, them are not these. Me and Fat Swag, real brothers, Siamese. Hit the beach side, gotta drive eight out with the handle.
That key glock
shit.
That's
how you know what you're doing. Take your glasses off, man. I ain't
gonna hate that cop. Try to take the swag, but I see you did it sloppy. Ten bitches with me in Detroit, then it's ramen. And I'm still with the steel, you can kill.
That was some heavy, heavy key Glock.
So
young
he was
Dolph
telling
vibes.
His boy that he made a song.
I guess so. Yeah,
and
he
they
must
listened
have sat
to
him
it
down
in the car.
He must have sat him down.
Scroll up.
Fuck. Which one?
The ones I
pick one.
Put the pick the very one. First one that we see.
Why my boss is so thorough? That was Joe.
Crazy freestyle.
He was siphoning. I was keeping quiet, but I still pass it to you, so we was siphoning indirectly.
Wow. Oh, shit. Got the blood.
And this is funny. I'm suburb, but it's hood, man.
Yo, I just want to meet random dudes out in the street and just freestyle battle. Cut out the middle man. I said, that's what I want to do.
That's the outcome. They killed a black man and cut out the middle like Malcolm.
How
am I gonna play my part? How are we gonna fucking destruct the system apart? Put it back together, cause this shit is fucking art. Destruction breeds creation. My imagination, this rap communication. Yo, these are lacerations
going back and forth with the combat.
No one's see, feeling them.
Black and white, and we're black and white, so we changing the picture on the contrast.
Woo! You can tell the white guy wrote that shit.
Beautiful, but wait a second, the colors of us brothers is something different, something you can't put a word on, something they never heard on, something that just like, whoa, tomorrow, why my boss is so...
I feel like he wanted so bad to be brothers with him. He was like, how are we going to destroy the system and we can be friends again? Like,
yeah, he's trying to breed with him too much. In that one,
he should have just doubled down and
why
said,
why can't you be my homie?
I got like, privilege.
Yeah, he should just start roasting him, honestly.
I never rapped against someone as whack as you. I never had a friend who was as black as you.
You ain't even got running water. Bitch, you got cockroaches running in your water.
You would lose every cipher.
We're back.
You would lose every cipher.
Okay.
How about this one? Is this even a fucking rap?
Where's the blind fury one?
Molecules, photosynthesis, atoms in the air.
He's holding his titty. Look at his belly button on his shirt.
Rain is Jupiter. You look stupider. When I do that, you need Conor McGregor.
What the fuck? He's trying to hold it together so bad. They're breaking the stereotype of every black guy can rap.
Yeah, where's that
but
Harry Mack one?
Keeping the stereotype that all fat guys are hilarious.
Can you pull that Harry Mack one up?
I don't know if I can't pull it up, but
wow.
I can look.
He said he can't
you on your
pull it up, dude.
I can, bro. I gotta go over there. It's all the way over there.
Oh, my God.
We'll look at it next episode.
But I sent it to you, though.
I know, but you sent it to me 5 minutes
ago. I
want to
see the guy. No. Look at the video that we just looked at, and then to the left, I want to see that
one. The dude in the white hoodie's good.
Well, we'll do that one next.
Okay.
Real big bangs.
Oh.
Is that Vanessa Hudgens?
Whoa.
They shoot.
Damn.
He's right there. She's right there.
Wait.
She thought I wanted it and I was sweet. I'm sorry, baby, I'm a backstabber. Money coming too fast. The feds starting to think a nigga will scam me. Stay away from the rest. Can't just slim and she run up our blammer. Yeah, me and Z-Bang made a banger. We about to take a flight up to Atlanta.
Yeah, we take a flight to Atlanta and get us some strippers and hit them on camera.
Get him on camera.
Pull up our black car to Danny Phantom. Hey,
bitch, I'm a ghost in a ghost. I'm a pull-up on a black man. Two-tone protect. Nigga, don't play. We in the field. Nigga, all day. Free on my niggas. Give them J pay.
I'm my bitch.
We don't play play.
Two-tone protect. Nigga, don't play.
Yeah.
Nigga, all day.
They're killing it, dude.
Give them J pay.
I'm my bitch.
We don't play play. Hey.
They double team that shit.
Man, they both.
That was barred up.
I feel like I could smell that video.
the smell of the old vintage cloth.
In the car.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she's got a lot of perfume on. I don't know. I don't want to assume, but she looks like really like she smells strong. And
what are you saying?
Just she smells strong.
Explain yourself.
Right.
She also looking like Vanessa Hudgens, kind of like OMB Bloodbath. Maybe if they mixed.
High school, shoot-up.
The most obscure reference of all time. It looks like OMB Bloodbath.
Everybody's like, what?
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
who
but
that
what
is.
About the kid in the back? You
what
know,
are they doing in the white hoodie.
I don't know who the kid in the back is, but it was a fire song.
That
the
was
two
fire.
Of them together.
Was
what was their name though? Hang on,
Ryan, Poop Soup.
Put on your fucking glasses, bro.
Real Big Bangs.
Real Big Bangs on TikTok. Pretty fire. We'll look out for them. Let's watch this dude in a white hoodie.
This is I am
starring. Faringo.
Where do you see it?
Staringo, bro. I wear glasses.
Dude, I thought that O was an S. I am I am Sfaringo.
I am a starring.
That's his name.
Play
right?
It.
Selling their souls. We don't talk to devils. Connected to y'all. This a new level.
It's a Megan Thee Stallion beat.
Bring me the shovel.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Together. We never fold. We never settle. We never wait. We gonna take them out like a
mommy.
Date. Treat them like noodles on a plate. He gonna get eight. Homicide first. 40.
He gonna
never
get
dance.
Eight.
First place. We ain't really have much coming up. Everybody rocking J's. In my head, that was too lame. So I came up with my own brand. So diff. I'm a stamp there. Cause all y'all still look the same. Walk in too fresh and I steal the day. I'm like, join with the flu, boy, stick and play. Do you if they mad, tell them feel away. Everybody getting smoked, it's a giveaway. Trying to stack it up until I count a meal a day. Killing rappers on a regular and steal a prey. Everything was plastic, no silver plates. Came from the bottom where you make a way. Ringo, there's no one better.
Ringo.
Style it or write it, whatever. They claim.
Star right, Ringo? So, I am Star Ringo.
You know, you know when people freestyle and they just start rapping words and like you're not really sure how they're connecting all of them?
Grazie.
That's how I felt that one was.
He was. I'm saying it again. I'm sorry. He was giving me a Mickey.
He was rapping in a way that like it's nothing really made sense. You know, he was just rapping.
Nothing sticks out.
Well, not that, but like you know how some freestylers they will.
Styles. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
My tongue did like some.
Get to the top.
My tongue did a backflip.
I am freestyling.
He was just rapping words. You know what I mean? Like, of course, he was
just
thinking about
they
what
rhyme.
He, yeah, they were just rhyming. You
but
know?
that's a step in the process.
It's,
to becoming,
it's in the right direction.
We call it progression.
Because you got to be able to bar,
but
bar,
he had,
bar,
but
bar.
He had the right, you know, he had the video, and then he pulled the audio, and he recorded the audio. It
sounded
separately.
Real professional.
It sounded good.
Now, what's crazy is he's in a car. I like the way audio sounds in a car.
Yeah, me too.
More than it.
Why do you think
sounds,
we always listen to new songs and rap?
It's got
to
be in a car.
It's got to be in a car.
That's why I just want to get a car, a shit beater, and just put the most hi-fi
dude,
system
next
in it.
You should buy back your Bonneville.
Next time your company lets you rent out a Tahoe or something, get the newest one and just turn the bass up to 11.
That's what he always
does. We used
does.
To do that shit. We drive up to the Delaware Sagerbund Fest. Bunch of German fucks drunk as shit. We pulled up listening to back when Kanye dropped that. You think she's drinking sparkling or still?
Yeah.
What was that song?
I'm such a fucking hoe.
I love it.
Dude, that went in the fucking Tahoe. We were driving by whipping.
I'm a sick
just,
fuck. I like a quick fuck. I'm
and
a
we
sick
were singing
fuck.
The words.
Like a quick fuck.
Not all the words, though, right? Because we can't say one of the words.
Sick fuck?
Right.
Let's do.
I want to play this last one. Maybe two more. This one is my boy Parker. From college.
Parker this is your Phipps? Boy Parker?
What the fuck?
Parker.
That dude?
Recommended a video. He's an avid listener of the podcast, man.
Oh,
he loves the podcast. He lives on the West Coast now. He's spreading the word of the Wazoo
yes.
out there on the West Coast. And he
fill
wanted
our
us.
Bank account.
It's actually funny because right after we recorded last episode, we listened to these guys, Coast Contra.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called, Alex? Coast Contra? We listened to him and you said there was this guy, Eric Jamal.
Oh, yeah, the dude who's rapping on the L.A. Leaguers. Yeah.
He's part of a group called Coast Contra.
Yeah.
And Parker said, you got to listen to Coast Contra. I was like, well, it's actually crazy you say that because we just listened to them on episode 159, but then he was like, you got to play this one. Mm. We've all heard this. This is him freestyling over the J.I.D. beat.
I am the bean, the bean, so we'll play this. Got it.
It's like I was cooler, I can't lie, shit was a vibe, they playing Future. I'm getting high, speakers was loud, it's Metro Boomin', but seen these guys with evil eyes, what they up to?
Wait, there she go.
I recognize her from her booty, I walked out, that baby was shot.
I see you commented.
She turned around with the stone face, I was confused, and I realized I looked in the eyes of a Medusa. Left, right, punch, kick, kick, jump, no shit, oh shit, broke wrist, still throwing, both fists, don't miss. Now my medulla got contusions, I'm on my back, too many cats, I just see boomers.
Call a doctor.
There was nothing else I can do in a street fight.
Fire hoodie.
Yeah, Game Boy.
Also, look at his headphones and his hair.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick
now,
with you, sir.
With me?
Yes.
Why?
You need to delete that comment and say, second time I've ever heard a freestyle this crazy before.
No, I didn't say that crazy. I said first time I've ever heard a freestyler do his own acapella, or his own... What's the fucking word where the Migos go trippish?
It's
ad-libs.
Ad-libs.
It was the first time I ever heard a freestyler do his own ad-libs in his freestyle. Because he was like, man, what? Call the
that
doctor.
That was his buddy on the side in the other mic.
But in the beginning, he does like, he goes, man, what? Either way, it doesn't matter to me.
But my I think
bone
but
is,
that's the first
my bone
one.
Is repicked.
Tell me your boner.
I sent that in the group chat a while ago.
So, I know. So let me.
And y'all
let
said
me,
it was.
Let me simmer the pot real quick, right? Let me turn the temperature.
Put some carrots in there.
Let me put the temperature down, all right? Let
put
the
it
shit
down
simmer.
Low, put
okay?
the lid on.
Because the water's boiling, all right? And I want that bitch to simmer. I don't want it overflowing.
Let okay. it simmer.
I'm just saying that is the same freestyle, just the clip was cut up. Mm-hmm. We reviewed the first half. Alex then sent
Alex
the other.
Is ascending.
Alex sent the other second half. And we went silly bonkers stupid on the first half, but we never actually bothered with the second half.
Oh, there you
but
go.
In actuality,
the
remember,
video was too long,
but remember when I told you guys that
right.
I saw the whole video before.
He spoke
weeks
in slow
ago,
motion.
Weeks ago, right? And you
there's
can look,
a DJ in your
and
brain,
you can
bro.
Look up whoa, the whole. Whoa, 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 you can look whoa. Up the whole video on YouTube.
I know. We can do that, but not now.
Right, I know.
It's so long.
But
dude.
You're so deep into TikTok, you didn't know.
I. But it's all about clips on this show,
it
man.
It is clips,
it's all
man.
About
hey,
clips.
Hey, it's clips, yes, but...
It's all about clips. Should we do one more before we go?
Okay.
One more, and then we'll talk about Kid Cudi getting rocks
do you wanna,
thrown at him.
Do you want a beat or a rap?
I want to hear a rap.
Rap.
I want to
laugh. Oh, he's so going
Bill,
hard.
You're facing my Bentley Crocs. Foot hanging out the cool, spinning down the block. My son, he got straight perm like he big worm.
All right, West Side.
This is Neil Martin Jr.
That's how you know I can't fucking read because I didn't realize it said every West Side verse.
My cellar bricks or a manatee. Don't you be on something from on the canopy. Your bitch look like a kiki with a haircut.
Bro,
that's
wait
fire.
A minute. Thing,
that's fire. That's like swimming through the galaxy.
I might sell a brick to a manatee.
That was fucking great, man.
All right, how do we feel?
Wow.
How
I
do we feel?
Gassed up.
Are we ready for our break?
I think, no, we're not ready for our break.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Kid Cudi incident at Rolling Loud.
Schmid Schmuddy.
I want to talk about the Kid Cudi incident that happened at Rolling Loud this past weekend.
Oh, Scott?
Meskidi?
I want to talk about the incident that happened with Kid Cudi at Rolling Loud this weekend.
Oh, you're talking about Scott. Meskidi.
Get up!
So, our boy Skid, our boy, y'all know him as Nightmare Mensis, our boy.
Let's go to our break.
He got booed off. Hold on,
he said Skid.
Skid, our boy Skid Mark. Our boy Lucky Draws.
You had the floor.
He got rocks thrown at him at Rolling Loud. Christ. And he got booed off stage. And he walked off at Rolling Loud. All right, fuck it. Let's go to our break. Wrap it up,
so
dude.
So badly you want to tell the story.
Wrap it up. Take a break.
I couldn't swallow.
Hey, the first time.
Dude, when you said they were throwing rocks at him, I lost it. Oh, dude. Our boy Skid. Skid Marquee, dude. What about him?
Oh, man.
He got booed off.
I put an investment in a time machine. It's really small, but it works in this room. So what I'm going to do is take us back in time to that story. There you go. We're back in time. What were you saying?
So at Rolling Loud this past weekend, Kid Cudi was booed off stage.
In Miami.
Well, that's where Rolling Loud is, right? You could do 2 and 2. But anyway,
where did 2 come from?
He got rocks thrown at him. And Kid Cudi... I don't know.
Dude, what the fuck?
Right.
Did you just have an aneurism?
Dude, so I don't know.
Holy shit.
Replace Kanye.
That's what I was going to say.
He replaced Kanye. Oh, wow, because Kanye couldn't make it or whatever the bullshit. And people were not rocking with him at Rolling Loud. And I don't know if it was the set or his energy or the fact they were just so angry.
He was probably wearing a skirt. Mad.
Why did Kanye back out?
I don't know.
He was probably wearing a skirt again.
So Kanye backed out. He wore a wedding dress one time, and that was way drawling.
Yeah.
Kanye backs out. They replace him with Skid for headlining.
Right.
So Kid Cudi is up, and just because he's there and Kanye's not, they start booing.
Oh, really?
Throwing shit. Now I want to know who brought rocks, because there's no rocks around.
It's outside.
It's outside.
Well, how big are these rocks? Like pebbles?
It's gravel, dude.
Gravel?
Pebble size.
Bro, never have a concert on gravel.
Now, here's a big boy
word.
Here's
bullets.
Here's some aggregate. Big boy word.
Explain.
Aggregate.
I'm not a big boy. Explain.
No, continue what you're saying.
I'm saying it, you know, I'm just saying it's a big boy word, and I use the term
holy
aggregate.
Shit, why did you say aggregate?
Yeah, what does it mean to the story?
Because it's not big-ass pebbles like what you're thinking. It's fucking just, you ever been to Firefly?
Yes.
Okay, it's mostly grass, but there's little tiny rocks
about
and
rocks
sand.
Around every once in a while.
I mean, that is so dangerous.
It's crushed up rock. I mean,
just same fucking Rolling Loud. Future brought on Travis.
Yeah.
Travis got hit with a water bottle.
Yeah.
While he was performing. Now he didn't miss a beat, right? Because he's fucking Travis Scott. Astro World Utopia.
He yelled at somebody in auto-tune.
Guys, don't got up.
What y'all doing in that water bottle thrown at me? Yeah.
Sounds straight up like Muddy Waters playing a banjo. That's pretty fucked up.
It is fucked up.
How can you dude, it's still Kid Cudi, man. Like, sorry Kanye didn't show up and play highlights.
Do you think it's because they got into like a feud?
That was my thing. Do you think it's Kid Cudi or Kanye's stands just holding the ground for him? Like, fuck you guys don't get along with throwing rocks
at
you.
I don't know if there's any Kanye stands who don't also like Kid Cudi. Like, how do you draw the line
in
between?
They made
them?
Music that was prolific together.
Fuck the beef, man. It's like, like, how can you be a fan of J. Cole but not like J.I.D.?
Well, there are a lot of people who are that way.
Because they're associated with one another.
It's more like saying,
two artists.
How are you not a fan of Lil Wayne when Drake was coming up?
But people give into that beef all the time. It don't matter if it's like, who gives a shit.
I think all it takes is one asshole. One asshole who just wants to do that. Throw a fucking...
He did the right thing. Not the guy who threw the rock, but Kid Cudi for
walking
off.
He just walked off. Yeah, he just walked off.
Way, way, way the right thing to do. Didn't say shit. Just was like, all right, fuck you, I'm out of here. I'm not going to get hurt.
Right.
To perform. Hey, I already collected my bands, dude.
Hey, the dude suffered so much depression. Why gonna do that?
I don't know. It's weird that he's back, though, huh? He's, like, in a lot of shit. He just did a song with Denzel.
Did he?
The song, like, 2 weeks ago that went completely under the radar.
It went under my radar.
It was Denzel.
You didn't send it in the chat.
It might have been J.I.D., Denzel, Kid Cudi.
Didn't send it in the
Fuck. Produced by
Pharrell. Please say
no,
Pharrell.
No.
Derringer.
Keep talking. I'm gonna find this song because this was actually it wasn't that good of a song. Which
okay,
was
well
kind
that's
of
why
bummer.
It's on the radio.
But God, I mean, it was Denzel. Oh no, it was. Let's see. Ready?
Oh yeah, he did do something. They posted on Instagram. It Talk was about G.I.D., me. Denzel, Kid Cudi, and one other person. Correct?
J.I.D.
J.I.D.
Kid
no,
Cudi,
I said
Denzel, and then Dot the Genius was the producer. Genius. It's called Talk About Me, which
they
I don't
just,
know why it didn't
they
go harder,
they,
but the beat is actually
post,
really good.
They did post something on Instagram.
The beat actually goes crazy.
But
that sucks
know,
for Kid Cudi.
It does. But, Skid Cudi. J.I.D., he just released a music video for Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Stick. Is it like a festival Stick. Video?
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
But
exactly that.
I want to say, like, this song came out on a Dreamville production, but now they're saying it's J.I.D. featuring J. Cole,
Sheck West.
Kenny Mason, well, Sheck West.
Probably because J.I.D.'s fucking going crazy right now.
But why give it to J.I.D.? Do you think it's going to be on Forever Story?
Maybe. But
because they put a song off of the old tape
it, you
on
know
Roots
what?
Album.
If J.I.D. makes a deluxe album of the Forever Story, that song may be on there.
It's weird how they do that.
I don't know.
They re-release the shit?
Hey, money.
Like Pooh Shiesty will put Back in... Well, he's in jail, right? For a long time. Right. But he'll put Back in Blood on everything from now on.
Yeah.
Black and Blood 4, 5, 6. Just make consistent
what about,
remixes.
Spot 'em, got 'em.
Yeah, something like that.
He made the
beatbox.
Same
beat remix.
Dude.
Every... It was beatbox
on everything.
I mean,
if there's
everything.
Anybody in this planet that looks like an alien, it's him.
Oh, yeah.
He for sure looks like... what was the little... what you talking about, Willis? What was that kid's name? Gary Coleman?
Gary
Coleman. He looks like Gary Coleman had an elongation surgery.
He looks like the little alien that the Men in Black guys find in the suit, and he dies.
Yeah.
He's like...
If he grew up in Miami.
Yeah.
And got dreads.
And referred himself as Jit.
A-O-I-G. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Please, I'm gassed Whew. Up.
I need a break.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hold on. That was a lot.
Hang on. This shit ain't even recorded.
You know when you laugh so much that your temples hurt?
Your what?
Your temples.
My air gets hurt?
All right, we're back from that long
Whoa,
break. Holy
shit dude.
Ryan,
you hit the
slow
fucking,
down, dude.
Dude, you hit the fucking G-spot on your mic.
Happy birthday.
You fucking redlined that
we're
shit.
We're back from an Anchor ad.
Wow.
Fresher than ever.
Holy shit.
Turned our shirts inside out.
And we're here to review,
surprise.
First off, Lil Uzi Vert's Red and White EP. A 5-song track.
Dude, no, stop, bro. First
17
of all,
minutes.
Cut his mic.
And let's jump fucking right into it, dude. Why do you think he named it Red and White? I know why I think he named it this way. Or maybe he's just, you know.
Because he's blue.
It's not too deep into this.
I don't think he's intricate enough to have
You don't
a
think so?
Story.
What? Dude, Uzi's an artist. Come
dude,
on,
dude,
bro.
Dude, wait.
No,
wait.
But I'm saying, like, not in that point. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be a point where some point you just look at a fucking
wait,
word.
Wait. Did you just say he? Because he My did bad. Change his pronouns.
Did he really?
On Instagram.
Is he they, them now?
It's they, them.
Fuck. Lost all my respect.
He should just, his should be, his should be like Uzi. And Z, you know, like Z and Z.
Wow, Zer. That would be fire.
Little Uzi.
I just don't
Come
think
on, bro.
If there is a meaning behind it, it went over my head. And that's a big head to get over. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he left out blue because the blue is associated with ops, and he doesn't like the ops.
Oh.
Since when is blue ops?
Men in blue.
Support the blue.
The thin blue line.
But the ops aren't just cops, are
blue
they?
Blue lies. In certain cases, a lot of...
Cops
he
can
says,
be ops.
He says in... I think for fun, he was afraid to turn 11. He said, never fuck
yeah.
with 12, so when I was 10, I was afraid to turn 11 or something
like
that.
Fuck 12.
Now,
so when I was 11, I was
here's a really big stretch, right? And this Ooh. Is exactly what happened to you when you were a baby, right? Really big stretch, okay? Somehow, you're Goliath.
The doctor forgot.
And I'm David, okay? Yeah. If Uzi was capable of... being intellectual. He left out blue because red, white, and blue symbolizes America and unity.
Okay.
Right? The red and the white, not really sure. Like, I think that's maybe just like, in my mind, it's just like the American people, the way.
The red and the white stripes
the stripes
are the 13 colonies.
Well, there's 13 stripes
colonies.
For the colonies. Dude, yes, you're but the reason,
and the colonies were all the northern colonies,
but
weren't they?
But the reason they're red and white, I'm not sure why. But what I'm saying is he left
out...
What's
red and white?
But what I'm saying is he left out blue because it seems like the authority and the military, they're all dividing the country.
Mm.
So he's leaving out blue because he doesn't like cops. They kill black people innocently. Look at George Floyd. You know, look. I mean, look at all.
Hey,
these
let's
other
just
things.
Generalize here. Cops kill a lot of people.
Yeah, they do.
Unjustly,
they do.
It sucks that we see so many videos mm-hmm. of cop on black crime because there's more cops in underprivileged neighborhoods.
Yeah,
but cops just generally, it's a crazy job.
It is
to
it
be
is.
To just be have a gun and be like get down, and then people can be like no, and
I'm
then you
sucking
have to be like,
on a lollipop.
You know,
but yeah,
just,
so
it's really easy to kill
that's
someone.
That's my mind going off on like a big tangent. I think he maybe pulled the blue out because
they're not cool.
Because they're no longer unifying the what it means to be
Your
an American.
Google search history must be wild right now.
You want to look it up?
You think that he named it that, but then the song's names are Cigarette, It's a Hit, Glock in My Purse, and Final Fantasy?
Dude, I mean, like I said, this is a stretch, okay?
Yeah.
And this is me thinking that Lil Uzi Vert is capable of thinking
Higher
by himself.
Thought.
Yes.
That all that hair, there's like yeah. little bits of brain in the hair.
He took the fucking diamond stud that's worth $300,000 out of his skull.
Mill.
Yeah.
It's well, anyway, he
gone
took
now.
He took it out. He said, "Oh, I'm a they now."
Yeah.
And then yeah.
Wait a minute. Who were they? You're just by yourself.
Anyway, that's what I thought. But then again. He did also name the song Cigarette.
How about
and
the
other shit?
How about the album artwork? Have you guys seen this?
I like it.
AI can draw for you now. Have you been on these websites?
Yeah, it's wild.
I have not.
It's fucking crazy.
I
so
have
you
not.
Can go on, like, if you go to crayon.com, I think, and instead of crayon, like the way crayon is spelled, it's crayon.com mm-hmm. or something like that.
Cray.
You can type in a search bar anything you want. You can say Pikachu. Breakdancing
yeah.
on a Wednesday at a Wingstop.
Yeah.
And bro, in like 1 to 2 minutes, 9 pictures of that will pop up. That an artificial intelligence combs the web, finds shit that looks like it, puts it all together, and then gives you like a real artist rendition of what's that. Of
I don't
what's
like
happening.
That.
It's scary.
That's amazing.
And it's scary even more because if you try to put people in it,
mm-hmm.
it can't draw people's faces. Like, it doesn't know how to draw eyes
right,
or mouths
it, because
or
it doesn't
noses.
Know how to make a living thing.
But it's terrifying.
But like, once it does...
I'll show you after this.
That's when we buy shotguns.
It's terrifying. I'm about to buy some soon.
And
bro.
We all rename ourselves Will Smith.
But if I could blow this up and show you this closer, this is an AI-generated image, and you can tell you look at it, like, everything is discontinuous.
Yeah, I was trying to make out, like, lines and shit in there.
It doesn't.
It's just all blurred into one
it's
big picture.
Where something starts, another thing ends. It's very, like, crazy. And it's cool. When I first thought about it, it's a great way, like, Suicide Boys would make dope album art on these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because it just makes these dark, creepy images.
In their Google search, they'd be like, and then they make a fire album on it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's like Miss Muffet. So, did you guys like any of the songs on the
Cigarette.
EP?
I think...
For Fun. And then it just really went to this tangent of bullshit that I just couldn't, like, force myself to listen to.
I mean...
Glock in my purse.
So, let me give you some background.
I'm not going to lie. I think it was okay.
Uzi?
I don't think he's, you know, what's the point of making an EP?
Huh?
4-song EP.
Come again?
Okay, so it wasn't just a 4-song EP. He dropped the EP.
Okay, 5-song.
And no, there's 4 singles that he dropped before the EP that also go on the EP, but they didn't drop together. And here's why. Uzi used to be a SoundCloud rapper,
mm-hmm.
just like Suicide Boys, just like XXXTentacion. He got big and he started making commercial releases like Eternal Atake and EXO Tour Life or whatever those albums are called. They got posted up on big platforms. They went directly to streaming. This project, this EP, he released it on SoundCloud first. So he dropped 9 tracks on SoundCloud. Streaming was getting them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He got like Space Cadet and like 2 or 3 other ones that were all pretty good. Like they sound like old school Uzi, like just mm-hmm. that real
God, I can't even like the Final Fantasy beat. I think is the perfect way to describe a Uzi beat because the beat is so it's got like a. How do you describe it? I really don't even know. Like,
why don't you
just
play it?
Just play it, just so we can listen to it. Tell me what how this sounds. I mean, it's like orchestral. Like, there's an orchestra, but with also like a synthy keyboard in the back.
Okay.
And then put some big slapping 808 titties on it.
Okay.
Electric guitar. I mean, this is like a.
Some
to
hero
me, that's
shit.
Uzi, bro. Like,
yeah, that is definitely some Uzi shit.
That's Uzi. It's like fantasy. Maybe that's the word. Fantasy instruments playing over electric guitar.
Ethereal.
I mean, ethereal is such a good way to put it, too. Like, it's something that you'd imagine would play if life was its own RPG. Like, if you could go out tomorrow and just, like, pick up a rock and be like, new quest found.
I'm gonna throw this at Kid Cudi.
Right. Skid.
Right.
And then you go on, like, a quest or whatever. Like, that's the kind of music Uzi makes is for people who go on quests.
Right. Side quests. Because they're NPCs.
I think main quests, too. Like, you do any kind of quest
you want.
That
did sound like a main quest song.
That sounded like a final boss song.
No, that sounds like...
Did y'all play Final Fantasy?
No.
I've played a few.
You never played any Final Fantasy?
Just watched you play them.
That's true. Back in the day, I was a fiend,
the
bro.
Chocobos?
The Japanese know
that
how
sounds
to make
like
a
song
game.
You would be riding a chocobo to in the sunset. Play,
what?
Play it a little,
when
play
is
it a
Elon
little more?
Musk going to make
play a little
chocobos?
Just...
I'm just so heavy. I mean, imagine this in concert. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and big lights just.
Now he doesn't say much in this song besides Final Fantasy. This a trilogy. Final Fantasy. He basically repeats that.
There's 17 of them. Final Fantasy.
XXX1, X2. They all named like X1, X2.
Yeah.
XIV.
Yeah.
Fucking Roman numerals and shit.
Final Fantasy Revolution, Final Fantasy Tactics. Dance Dance Revolution.
Final Fantasy.
I don't know anymore.
Japan lost the war.
Jesus, they woke up the boys, dude.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Other tracks were all right. It's a Hit goes pretty heavy.
It's good. I like Final Fantasy. I think that was probably my favorite track on the album.
Maybe just another slapper for you boys right here. I mean, Uzi.
He's got hits and misses.
His own genre.
I don't think so.
Before Trippy, dude. Before Trippy Red got famous.
Don't start talking about Trippy.
Uzi.
Dude.
Lil Uzi Vert made that style. Dude,
I remember being in the fucking Jansen's parking lot in your fucking rental pickup truck. Okay. And it's in the car, so obviously the beat went harder rather than you just showing me the song like in regular, you know, environments.
So the beat went hard, though.
The beat went harder than what I had originally expected, but the beat was still
trash.
Can
I just say something?
I'm just saying Trippie Redd sucks.
Taking a Walk is an all-time masterpiece.
I'm just saying,
that's all
though,
I gotta say.
Trippie Redd's...
My point
garbage.
My point on that was that, yeah, sure, Trippie Redd, 9 out of 10 songs of his I don't like. But his sound came, I think, Uzi coined that shit.
Yeah, he did. He did.
They should. I mean, they call it like rage.
Yeah.
Hop or whatever. Uzi made that.
Mm.
I could be wrong, but I think Uzi made that.
I think when Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi, all those...
here you go.
All those guys, when all they came out with was that rage music, that's all that was. And then fucking 6ix9ine came out and then took that to another level.
He went dumb on it.
Hey, that's
dope,
a song. That's a song, though.
These other songs here were Space Cadet, I Know, Hitting My Shoulder, and Flex Up. Jesus. Can't be drinking Mickey's anymore, huh? Why'd you give me that Mickey? I did
I
want
tell
it.
You
no, well, you handed it to me
you
first,
were feeling
and then
goofy.
I wanted it. Does that mean that I wanted it?
You were feeling goofy, and that's why
no.
I handed you a Mickey.
But hang on, wait a minute. That's not okay, right? Because guys can't say that anymore, right?
You didn't say
you
no.
You said you wanted it because you didn't say no. You can't do that. That's not, you can't do that.
You smiled at me. Look at what you're wearing.
Is that legal?
Look,
wait a minute. No, you can't talk about what I'm wearing.
Hey, if you're a guy that still says, if she says yes, that means yes, and if she says no, that still means yes, you're too old for society.
They're playing hard to get, bro. Imagine being that way.
You just got to knock her out.
Right. Did you like this EP?
No.
I liked it.
I liked it too, man. I like Uzi.
I liked it.
I did not like this.
It did remind me of his old SoundCloud days, but is it something I'm going to keep in rotation?
No.
Maybe Final Fantasy, but in the right setting. I can't just throw that on at the beach and expect Larry and Lucy to be bumping it next to me. You know what I mean?
By the way, Guap Dad's EP is not called Ho.
Yeah, where'd you get
it's that? Called Guap. There's a song on it called Ho.
Apple Music done fucked up then.
It's called Guap, and it's
I think you just saw the song.
It's him looking like a Diglett from Pokemon with a
it
chain.
It says Ho-Dash EP.
Where's this Dash?
And when I click on it,
skin.
It gives me all the songs.
He has epilepsy, Alex. He
can't. That's what EP is, right?
Look.
Ho EP.
Guap Dad 4000 Ho EP.
I wonder why. Because it's called Guap on Spotify. Dude. I feel like it was supposed to be called Guap. Can we agree on that?
No, I think it's called Ho.
I'll go 2-on-1 on this.
I think it's supposed to be called Guap.
It came out.
The picture is of him and his necklace says Guap.
Go.
It's an EP. It's 4 songs. Black Iverson, Pose,
Wiz
featuring
Khalifa
Wiz Khalifa and Currency.
Can't separate
Ho,
the two.
And I Need Bands. Now, I know some of these went pretty hard. Guap Dad's been kind of quiet since he dropped that album, 1127.
Put on Pose.
Now, when we listen to that album, bro, think about it. It was back at your house. It was episode 100.
Yeah.
And we did Bring Me My Money.
Yes.
And you were sleeping in your, you had your, you had a blanket.
Yeah, I had. I gave him my UGG blanket.
Dude, oh, what a blanket fire. That thing is. And my boy was chilling out.
And I had like 9 Tall Boy Coors Lights. Oh, yes. It was goofy.
It was a good night, bro. We should play that again.
Yes, we should.
We've had a lot of requests to bring back, Bring Me My Money.
Bring Me My Money.
If you'll host again, I'll play.
I will host it.
Next episode?
Next episode, I will make a batch of songs.
You heard it here first.
Episode 161.
Now, any of these songs that stuck out to you? Black Iverson.
Pose.
I like Pose. I also like...
I want to just give a. I want to give it a little, just so I can hear what
doink.
The beat sounds like.
A little doink.
Oh man, Guapi. Oh, Guapi seconds. This is some Guapi shit right here. That's some real wavy West Coast shit.
That is some dope shit. And
your chair is going hard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
Dude.
I'm trying not to move. Like Steve Hawking.
Your chair is
I feel
hard.
Like
Wiz, Steve Irwin should have done.
I feel like Wiz Fuck. Khalifa definitely tried to rap too much. Like Wiz Khalifa, when I think of him, he makes
Guapi seconds,
banger songs, right? He made fucking Black and Yellow, and he made fucking Young and Wild and Free, you know, with fucking Snoop Dogg.
Black and Yellow, come on.
Dude,
Black and Yellow.
But he makes good fucking
so
choruses.
What we hit,
and
get
hooks.
High.
He makes fucking hooks.
So what
and
we
chorus.
Smoke weed.
The motherfucker
just
doesn't sound right rapping.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
That's really crazy you would say that because his job is a rapper.
And he has like 4 million songs.
He's
listen,
insane
I'm, listen,
at rapping.
Hey, I'm not saying
po what
with I'm the not girls saying I'm 100% right.
Him and Mac, dude. You know? Like this, dude.
All,
they're twisted up like a blunt, dude.
All I'm saying is that I think he should stick to hooks.
Remember when Logic got a Wiz Khalifa feature?
Ha, how's he not going to laugh on a track, but I got a Wiz Khalifa feature? Ha.
But he didn't laugh on it?
Yeah. That was he said, roll up in turkey bags full of weed.
What's a turkey bag?
You never been to the deli at Acme?
No, it's a turkey bag.
A bag of turkey.
A fucking gallon bag.
Like a burlap sack.
He rolls
up. Oh, wait a minute.
He's rolling
like
up.
Like a Thanksgiving turkey bag?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the mesh?
Yes. That was his bar, was that he, Wiz Khalifa said, he rolls up to the party with a gallon bag of weed.
No, that's not a turkey bag.
A turkey bag, whatever the fuck.
Okay. How many liquid gallons is a turkey in the United States?
I'm just saying.
We really should find this out.
Yeah.
We don't want to give anyone false information.
It's more than what you'd think.
Ryan, look it up. How many gallons is a turkey? That'd be the worst Google search. That's the kind of Google search you wake up from a long night and you look at your Safari.
Google goes, what does it mean? He goes, what?
Google says, are you feeling lucky? Just takes you straight up to the
How many gallons is a turkey bag? A green scissor bag provides a stable barrier that protects the organoleptic qualities of herbs through processing, extraction, and storage.
I'm feeling
local. A turkey bag holds 5 gallons.
Do you think when Ryan's in IT and he's coding, his code will have a speech impediment?
To line up a 5-gallon bucket.
No, what
we
want to know is if you...
A turkey bag is 5 gallons.
If you were to liquidate a whole turkey,
I'm trying to find out.
Gallons
was it? So there's actually an answer.
How
you weren't listening because y'all were gassed up.
You said 5. Did I heard
you? It's 5 gallons per turkey bag.
Do you
think
Wiz Khalifa knew that, though?
Yes.
Where'd he get a turkey bag from?
It's left over from Thanksgiving, bro.
It stinks, bro.
He cleaned it out.
Did he clean it out? He doesn't even rap anymore. He just makes Instagram videos. You haven't seen him recently? He goes,
what about Amber Rose?
See ya.
Amber Rose, I'm coming for you, bitch.
You haven't seen him on Instagram recently? He just makes some video of him rolling a joint with a bunch of bad bitches at his house.
Hey.
Doritos everywhere.
Been doing the same thing every day for the last 7 years.
He's like 30. I don't know how old he is, but he lives like he's 13. There's snack food all over the place.
He looks like he's 12,
rolling,
too.
He got the biggest bag of weed. Looks like rolled a Tostito
up,
bag of weed.
Bag of my pants, whatever he said.
Turkey bag of weed. And he just goes like, if I don't like you, I don't hang with you. See ya. And then that's the whole video, man. 10 million likes.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg outsmoked him.
When?
A while ago. A few years ago.
What did you guys think of the album?
I think that song was pretty good. I think Wiz Khalifa is a good rapper. But Ryan, you think he over-rapped?
I don't know. I think he does a really good job with the hooks and the bars. But when it comes to rapping, like being a lyricist, it's not... He does a good job. It's just not him.
He's definitely not a lyricist.
Right.
So you didn't like him in 23 with him and Miley Cyrus? Dude, he went dummy on that.
I'm just saying it's not his bread and butter. That's all I'm saying. And this is also an opinion, so.
Suck my dick, right?
Exactly.
Currency's pretty crazy. He's been making music
forever. But it's funny. They've always been together.
Because they just, I think, came up that Taylor gang.
Yeah.
Shit, they just perfectly embodied each other's shit. But
yeah,
but Wiz is from Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Currency, I don't know where Currency's from. He might be from California. That sounds right.
Spliffberg.
What did Ho sound like? I need to hear Ho again. You liked Ho?
I liked Ho.
More wavy shit.
God, does Guap not have such a good voice?
Exactly.
But also a bad voice at the same time.
Dude, this is good, dude.
I don't need a hoe. I need a whole lot of paper.
Exactly.
It seems like some pretty melodic production style on this one.
He always goes like that. He goes stupid with it.
I feel like with Guap Dad, at the beat, like he has like a good voice, like you said, but also a bad voice at the same time. So unless it's some like shit that's really going to tickle your fancy, it can get annoying real fucking quickly.
Easily annoying. It can be a whole album of guapy.
But you know what? I continue to listen to Angelic Hood Rat.
By Kenny Mason?
By Kenny Mason because he's on there.
Guap? Is he really?
Yeah.
Is on Angelic Hood Rat?
Yeah.
On what song?
I'll show you.
First time I heard of Guap was on Dreamville's Return of the Dreamers 3. Revenge of the Dreamers 3. And all those songs like Costa Rica, what's the other main one on Revenge of the Dreamers 3? It's Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. And then there's another one, Under the Sun.
Oh, that's a good song.
But then there's another one that,
what's actually...
Boss even picking up
the funniest part is that y'all thought you believed me because...
No, I didn't. That's why I asked you to verify.
I was mistaking...
Revenge of the Dreamers.
I was mistaking fucking Guap Dad for Kenny Mason. I'm Cheeks.
That's what I thought when you said fucking...
Yeah, that was my bad. I goofed.
Big goof. Big goof.
What's the song called? God damn, I always forget the name of the song. Down Bad. He was on Down Bad too. He was all over that album and we didn't know who he was back then. I was like, who is this guy singing the hook?
Guap?
On Costa Rica, yeah. I got bands in Costa Rica. Didn't know who that was. That's Guap.
He did the going on a date with an AP.
AK. That was Ski Mask.
No, that wasn't Ski.
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yes, it
going
was.
Going on a date with an AK.
That was Ski.
It is AK, because he goes, going on a date with an AK.
He goes, hey, okay, going on a date with an AK.
Wow, I'm so discombobulated. So
sorry, man. It's a lot of music.
It is.
Guap Dad, hopefully he gets a new album out soon, because we can't just base it off of EP.
You know what? You know what I would like? I would like an R&B album.
Yeah.
From
maybe him not rapping.
From Guap and Saba.
From Guap. Guap featuring Saba?
Yeah. Guap and Saba.
I don't even know how you pull these collabs out of your ass, man. Where did that even come from? I'm not saying it's bad.
It's a deep ass.
It's not bad, but like, how do you think of Saba as the guy to be?
Because the album was fire.
The salt to his
pepper. Because his previous album.
Okay, but the album can be good, but does the chemistry work?
Yes, dude.
You think?
I'm telling you, think about like Roddy Ricch and 42 Doug off of 40 Gang.
I would never guess that they were so good together, man.
I'm just saying, you, put me as a producer,
I
dude.
I can't wait to live my... You.
All right, and we're done.
I can't wait. I don't know the words of that song.
Yeah. Plug us in, Ryan. On a way to...
See, but it's okay when he makes no sense. This is Out of the Wazoo. It's episode 116. Thank you for listening to the podcast for another week. Thanks for coming back. We appreciate all of our listeners. Go ahead and
thank you, AJ.
Hit the thumb up button.
You're a true pirate in the Caribbean.
Go ahead and hit the thumbs up button under the YouTube video there. Make sure you comment for the algorithm. Hook us up.
Shout out to my previously new listeners, my boy Nick. My boy AJ, my girls Freakums, and my girl TT. Peace.
Make sure you hit us wherever
you
can find
us. Those are all fake names, by the way.
Peace.